What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, number one song from the day that the KISWR staff was aboard. Coming up with Sit and Spin the first time. For a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
One from our question today about intentional or not. What did you eat that you shouldn't have? Guys, hola, and congratulations on 20 years in Seattle.
Well, thank you.
So the story is actually about my brother. He's an idiot. He is allergic to tree nuts, so much so that he carries an EpiPen. Now, he was working, and someone offered him a Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, it's a candy.
Ferrosier?
Something.
The Ferrosier, is that what it is?
It's like the fancy ones that looks like a cat turd.
Yeah, yeah. The little balls, right?
You know, the fancy ones that look
the
like
gold
a cat
ones.
Okay, so not what
no, I'm not. I'm going to stop. I'm not sure.
Because there's like the little gold ones like that they have at the store next door. They're on the counter.
Those I'm might not sure be what those I'm are. I'm not sure. I know the name, but I couldn't identify.
So basically what it is a chocolate-covered hazelnut.
All right.
Okay? So he didn't know, ate it anyway, which caused his throat to swell, and they had to get an ambulance to take him to the ER. Made for a long night because when he got released, had to pick him up and take his ass back to the car. By the way, he was in his late 30s when that happened. That from Nick the Pizza Guy. As we move on to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola, Men's Room. Hoping to get a birthday shout-out from my lovely better half, Evie. So could the Dirty Germans talk about fixing her pipes into Leroy Jenkins for good measure? Thanks, guys. That from Joseph.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, fixing your pipes is quite simple. You pull the plumbing move, and what we do is rotor-rooter it with our skin rotor.
Yeah, so you know, sometimes I like to inhale the cigarettes, and then I can be a steam fitter as the pipe gets fixed.
We will plunge it.
Hello, Michelle. I love to give a birthday shout-out to my kick-ass brother, Hurley. He is on his 28th, I think, trip around the sun. Hoping he can get the Dirty Germans talking about their topic of choice. This is from his family all the way out of Montana. Appreciate it and rock the hell on, guys. That from Lamara.
Yeah, my topic of choice is simply this. I visited the Statue of Liberty and looked under her skirt. She might need a razor.
Yeah, but you remember, we got her from France.
Yeah, I'll say no more. No more.
You should see underneath her armpits.
Uh-huh.
It's like a forbidden forest.
Guys, want to give a shout-out to Richard, pronounced Bacon Bits, on a birthday that's not on a Monday today. Speaking of, can he please have Coke Ted give him advice on navigating being a possible unsuspecting hot stud for an over-eager couple at a sports bar on this Oso Taco Tuesday? Jesus, Bacon, use pronunciation. With the captain following up on how Jemima Boone came to be the aunt of a pancake syrup we came to know and love. Perhaps some dad jokes for Miles, if he is so inclined. Happy Miles Tequila Tuesday, guys. That from Bacon. Oh, it's Coke Ted, isn't it?
Coke Ted.
Coke Ted. There's a lot here.
All right, you worried about being a young stud with these old couples, huh? What are you going to do? Well, the amp is pretty simple. Do more Coke, all right? You've been up all night. That thing ain't going to work. Tell them you're a young stud. But you're having a little thud.
Captain Nerma.
Captain.
Pretend.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. How did Jemima Boone become, as we know her now, Aunt Jemima? Well, she had a particular fetish, and I'm not here to kink shame, but she would always run around the SS Guppy asking us mascots to suck the syrup off of her flapjacks. Yeah, that's what we say. In fact, we called them flibbity flapjacks.
Mm.
Either way.
Flibbity?
Flibbity flapjacks. If you saw them, you'd understand. And now she's in the syrup business. Crunch berries.
All right. Here's your dad jokes. Guys, I'm wearing pink today. I know you're wondering why. To raise awareness.
Of what?
To not wash a new red shirt with your whites. Everyone asks werewolf.
Werewolf?
But no one asks house wolf.
Yeah, no one asks how wolf doing.
Yeah, how wolf doing.
By the way, some sad news today in the world of rock and roll. I know you guys probably saw this.
What's that?
Ted Nugent was found alive in his hotel room. And guys, I need to sell my Def Leppard tickets.
What?
Just found out I'm allergic to gluten. Gluten, gleben, globin, globin.
So stupid.
All naked ladies, can I get a special birthday shout out to myself for surviving 4 decades on the blue planet? I would like a Your Penis Is Too Small, a dealer's choice for my spirit animal thrill. And since you guys have played doctors on TV, I would like to hear the dirty Germans how they would give me a colonoscopy, since that's 5 years away. And guys, congrats on 20 years. Went to Black Raven in Woodinville over the weekend to try the men's room. It was great.
Nice.
So keep up with making great beers and helping my fellow vets out. Rock on. That from the evil one in the gig.
The penis is too small.
Snap a picture of yourself.
Yeah, this is quite simple, that you need a colonoscopy. Listen, in Deutschland, they call me, in German, Arzt Stink mit dem Finger, which in English translates to Dr. Stinkfinger. I'll let you do the mathematics.
See, the thing is, I don't have this medical degree, but I've seen enough of them. Some people think I'm a coal miner.
Hello, guys. Hoping to get a birthday shout-out to my wife,
oh,
Katie.
Oh, no, I'm stuck in here. I'm Chilean.
Could you play a little kid fish sandwich, Leroy Jenkins, green beans, as well as a captain, explaining how he handles drainage complaints on the high seas, since she is the manager for the county soil and water district.
Oh.
Thanks, guys. That from Ken.
Fish sandwich.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Chop.
Let's do this.
Leroy Jenkins.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. How does the old Capitan take care of drainage complaints? Well, I had hired help. You remember the tiny bowl man? Yeah, well, we do too, and once a year we hold a vigil for him. Because the last time that I had him address the drainage clog, it turns out that what Mr. Peanut did to the drain is what we call, and I quote, biblical. Now, we reach out and call Pinky's Plumbing for all of our drainage drain issues. Crunch berries.
And all the men's room, please read my birthday wish there for Greg, Lord in Heaven, you're 67. Being prime and natural number means this year will be unique and like no other. Happy birthday, baby. That from the lovely Stephanie. All right, guys? One more.
One more.
Okay.
Big shout out to my good buddy George. The old devil dog himself. We watch some F1 here soon.
All right.
Happy birthday, buddy. Give him your penis is too small, Mike.
All right.
Hook him up.
Ted always tells us it's just right, George. I don't know what that's
about. Yeah, me neither.
Oh. All right, guys, here you go.
happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIATA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
We're right, coming up here at 5:08. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The CEO of Google announced that they're going to require at least one in-person job interview during the hiring process to combat AI cheating.
You're the one spreading AI.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, hey.
They came out a while ago. Yeah. They're like, we got this great idea, you see. We're only going to use AI for the hiring process so we get the best possible candidates.
Why would you think you get the best possible? You might, but I would hedge my bets that you get the most mediocre.
That's right.
And frankly, if I'm going to do a job interview, I'd rather go in person because I also want to know who I'm working with.
Absolutely. But that's the difference of the market that we're in right now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I read something else that there's a, you know, job hopping was a thing for a while there, and that was the way that you could climb the corporate ladder, as it were, is that you jump from job, you know, corporation to corporation to try to go up. But now there's job hugging, where people are holding on for dear life for any job that they got, because that's just what the market is right now.
Yep, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
So it's almost like, Christ, 100 years ago, we tried to break up monopolies.
Yeah.
But there's what, 3 or 4 of them now, so it's not a monopoly.
We're okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
New research has found that cloves may help reduce inflammation and pain.
Just don't smoke them.
Okay.
I just hate that smell.
Me too. Right. You're not alone.
I mean, they're good for cooking.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Even in small amounts, even in cooking, very, very, very small amount. Literally goes a long way.
Man, oofed. You never smelled somebody smoking a clove? Mm-mm. He's probably wearing a duster. Strange for a strange guy.
They're good in ham, you know?
Yeah, it's about the one time.
That's the one time.
Fall is the one time I feel like you'll taste cloves. Fall and winter, and then it's done.
Clove season.
Clove season.
It links up with dip season.
Yes, it does. Right. Actually, it does, yeah.
Dip season's about to kick off, Mike.
Yes, sir, it is.
Damn right.
Not quite cold enough yet, but the crock pot's getting dusted off. Turns out that a little extra weight may actually help seniors during surgery.
Seniors.
Exactly, yeah. Seniors.
That makes sense.
More
which is odd, is I feel like most people I know that got old seem to be that they're thinnest.
Losing weight, right.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and that's what they're saying is a little bit of extra weight might help you get through the surgery, as it were.
Yeah.
You need a little something to work off there.
All right.
Yeah.
Get fat. Come back to us.
Yeah. Come on. Get some chunky on you.
I want to go to that doctor.
You need a little more chunk.
Hey, man, get a little more chunk on you.
You know what, Doc? Okay. What do you recommend? Pizza? Ice cream?
I'm going to prescribe you a box of Ho-Ho's.
You want me to gain weight?
Okay. Right. 2 ice cream cones a day. Yes. Call me in the morning.
I will never hear that in my life.
You wait, Miles. It'll happen. A new study found that men tested better in passion for achievement and self-efficacy.
All right.
There you go. I mean, it's the scenario they set up basically from birth.
Right. But as far as resilience goes, like, everybody's pretty well even. But we get passion. Let's go.
I can believe that.
Yeah. Hunter-gatherers?
There you go.
A little passionate, huh?
Yeah.
We're conquerors. We do the thing. Put your thinking caps on, boys. It's time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It is a T word, careful, which is a feeling of fear that causes someone to hesitate because they think something bad or unpleasant is going to happen.
Trepidation.
It is a T word that is a feeling of fear that causes someone to hesitate because they think something bad or unpleasant is going to happen. Steve says trepidation. Any other guesses?
I don't think so. I think he's got it.
Teetotaling.
I appreciate you guessing, Ted, but Steve absolutely had it.
I know. I was like, I gotta come up with something close. He nailed it.
Terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Americans with life direction have a 28% better chance of avoiding dementia.
Life direction?
Well, if you don't know, you're going crazy.
It's a pill.
Yeah. Should I be taking that every morning?
Ask your doctor about life direction.
and see if it's right
Doc,
for you.
Doc, where's my life going?
Doc, I need a new job. Yeah.
See if life direction is right for you.
Right, exactly. I mean, it makes sense. If you have a life direction, then you're focused on whatever that is.
Exactly. You are engaging your brain. At the end of the day, what these studies all seem to correlate with me is find something that engages your brain.
Focus on something, right, that you find engaging.
Right.
And it's amazing.
Quit going through the movements. Quit just, you know, checking the boxes of the day. Do something that stimulates your brain. Do something that you need to activate your mind for.
Like pornography.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Stop existing and start living, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ask your doctor.
If existing is right for you.
Actually, man, I will say, there's probably some times in life, you gotta exist to get through it.
That's right.
Oh, but for the most part, right, the boat's on a path.
Life direction. Apply it directly to the forehead.
Oh. I got a little life direction ointment.
Did you?
Yeah.
Rub it on the elbows.
Yeah, exactly. Rub it on my shoulder.
That's I'd apologize, baby. That's life direction.
Ooh.
Make sure you rub it in. Otherwise, you're going to look like a ghost face.
Oh, ghost. Look, I turned you into Casper.
That's the mineral stuff. It doesn't go in right.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. New research shows that Americans spend 42% of their income on housing. Only 42?
Jesus.
Hey, that's where we're at. That's what we're doing.
I don't, yeah. Well, it's because I've been eating avocado toast. I know.
That's
yep.
a fact.
Yep,
yeah, it's them $6 lattes that you're drinking every day, Ted.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
Turns out that closely sown corn plants communicate to defend themselves.
Quick! Defense!
Closely sown corn plants.
Yeah.
So if the closer that the plants are in the row, the more that they like act together.
Yeah,
well, you're sharing your root system and all that.
Just not against the side.
Right. So well, if there's a threat on the outside, however they communicate, right. It kind of ripples.
That's the people who pull over and grab those ears. Mm. The outside. They're just there for, you know, the stealing.
That's right. Look out.
Yeah. That's what you ever doing. Driven through a cornfield at night in a Jeep?
Specifically, no.
Have you?
Yeah, it's scary.
In a Jeep. I've only ever done it in a Dodge, Ted. Yeah.
I've been through a corn maze.
That was very specific on that.
Where did this happen?
On the way to the beach.
Hey, pulling
my
this
buddy thought
field.
It would be funny, and then like we kept going in there, and I was like, do you have any idea where you're going? He's like, no, I was just trying to scare you. And I was like, well, it worked. We can't turn around without ruining this dude's corn.
Right.
What are we going to do?
What'd you do?
We ruined some of his corn and turned around.
Was it Silver Queen?
I don't know. I just thought it was somewhere on the Eastern Shore.
Silver Queen.
It was a great idea.
But there's no way to
drive through a cornfield.
We didn't have any doors or anything on this Jeep.
Just burning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like something.
So you're pulling ears of corn while you're driving through?
And they were getting knocked off. Because they were leaning into us.
How much corn did you end up with in the Jeep by the time you got out?
Like 5 ears.
Was it even edible?
No, I threw it out. I thought we were going to die in there. You can hear it in my voice. This had to be 23 years ago. I'm still scared.
Ted of the corn.
I don't want to be of the corn.
Is that Jed?
All right.
Oh, no. A new study found that not drinking enough water. Damn it, Ted.
I know. That was way too specific. In a Jeep.
Not in a Jeep.
You ever driven through a cornfield on the way to the beach in a Jeep at night?
With a woman named Lucille.
Without the doors on.
It's amazing. Hardy's hamburger in your mouth.
Well, you're drunk on MD 2020.
Sadly,
you ever live.
You're not wrong. I was in the back of the Jeep. Who knows?
A new study found that not drinking enough water could cause your stress hormones to go into overdrive.
Just drink water.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what you say happens when we don't. Just do.
Just drink water and that'll help reduce your stress. In fact, that is not the only thing that you can do to reduce your stress.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Suck that corn, Ted.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more quick ways to reduce stress.
Well, shoot. Stress can present itself myriad ways. That means a whole hell of a lot of ways, you nitwit. Take, for example, let's say, hypothetically, you find yourself at the end of a relationship. Maybe it's that girlfriend or wife or side piece. Or here, maybe you find yourself with an unexpected amount of free time on the horizon. Well, how does one's body react to that? I'll tell you. It's called the irritable bowel syndrome. And the effects are just as pretty as a name. It's like my guts turned into a boa constrictor. And when it does manage to squeeze out some precious relief, I imagine it's what a baby koala looks like when it spits up eucalyptus. Gooey.
Thank you, VD. That's a stressed out man right there. Let's see here. Quick ways to reduce stress. They say, talk to a friend. When something's really bothering you, it can help share your feelings with a buddy. In fact, more talkative folks tend to be happier in general. So vent to a coworker, friend, or family member.
Coworker.
A coworker.
What's your name again? No. Ed? Hey, Ed.
My girl's cheating on me. Oh. I'm a little stressed about it.
Did you some poor bastard you barely talk to at work?
That's pretty. That's going to be tough.
Right. Hey, man, just sit there and listen for a second. Look.
I know it's your first day, Ed. You want some hot goss? My girlfriend's a whore.
She slept with half the office. You haven't slept with her yet, have you?
You haven't been there long enough. You see her at the Christmas party.
I saw her doing the old numerical with the boss at the party.
What do the kids call it? The horizontal mambo?
Never gotten a mouth hug in the photo booth while you're wearing a Santa hat? Yeah, it's going to happen.
She was treating Miles like he's Gumby.
I don't mind that. Depending on what you said earlier about Gumby. Right.
They say to slurp some honey to reduce that stress.
We got to use a better word than slurp.
Slurp some honey.
Hey, honey, come here.
Down that stress and sweetness with a spoonful of honey.
Other than hot soup, is there anything that you slurp? You know what I mean?
Cold soup.
Can they say coffee? Eat some honey?
Nah, slurp.
No, you gotta slurp it, bro.
Besides being a natural skin moisturizer and antibiotic, honey also provides compounds that reduce inflammation in the brain, meaning it fights depression and anxiety.
Okay.
That's why Miles been so much
I brought
happier.
Some honey. Let's slurp it.
Oh, can you imagine putting honey on your... Ugh.
I mean, it's not the worst thing you can do.
No, I mean, it doesn't taste that bad.
Yeah. You got to get it all off.
That's
you
done no, with, she does.
Well, you done whipped cream? You ever done whipped cream?
Well, sure. It's not as sticky.
Yeah. I mean, it does have a little bit of a film to it. I just love that.
Quick ways to reduce stress. Create a zen zone. Make or find a space that's completely free of stress where you can go to relax. Set up a comfortable chair or light some incense. And disappear there for a few minutes until the tension dissipates.
Hey, Ed, I'm taking your desk. You're in my zen zone.
You know what else works? Nice shower.
Yes.
If you're stressed.
Change your socks.
Hot or cold, whatever. Just get in there. Just kind of get used to the water one way or another.
It's fun.
Chill out.
It's funny that you mentioned that, Miles. They say drip cold water on your wrists.
Okay.
I'd say drip it all over your whole body.
When stress hits, head for the bathroom and drop some cold, cold water on your wrists and behind your earlobes.
You ever do that thing where you're trying to torture yourself where you start hot and then you just keep moving it colder and colder and colder?
Nope.
I do that after a workout just because I take like 25 to 30 minutes before
to stop
I start
sweating.
Yes.
I know.
It's horrible.
Right.
I do it in the mornings, but if I take an evening shower, it's steamy.
Yeah.
Stay hot.
Stay hot, my friends. Hot.
I will say the showers are relaxing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, man. They say to laugh. Even if it's not funny, just laugh when you're stressed out. My girl's banging the boss.
It's something funny. How do you just laugh?
I don't know. I do that sometimes. Like, if something's really stressful or really bad, I'm just like, oh, I'm not happy. I just don't know what to say.
Do you laugh when you get old? Like, you can see, you reach a red line and a tilt, and then you will say what's bothering you laughing. You're right. We'll do it, I guess.
Yep. Take it up the old wazoo again.
That's right. Laughter is one of the sillier ways to beat stress, but there's a science behind it. A fit of hysterics can increase blood flow and boost immunity. They say laughter is the best medicine, and I truly believe it. Like, if you're doing anything, like, start watching stand-up. Start watching comedy stuff. It's just fun.
Ed, I heard you got HIV. Let's go see a comedy show. Cool. You'll be all right. It's the best medicine out there, Ed.
You know what'll help that? Some yucks.
Some yucks. Here, slurp this honey. Let's go yuck it up.
Let's cure that HIV.
I was at Shane Gillis stand-up the other night for like the third time.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Just because I wanted to laugh my ass off and go to bed.
The Australian is just funny to me. I can't do it.
I told him after the show, I go, I have fallen asleep to World War II in color a lot. I was watching it this weekend.
World War II in color.
Oh, yeah. He's a big history buff.
Oh, no.
He finds it hilarious.
They colorize the old footage.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we needed.
Ted Turner.
This is the opposite of Mike's list. Why am I doing that?
I don't know. You know what you should be doing to reduce that stress? Sipping green tea.
Nope.
Oh!
Well, you know what?
I already drank one today.
Here's the thing. It's got caffeine in.
No, green tea is a source of a chemical that helps relieve anger. Boil the water, pour it out, and take it.
But also jack you up with all the caffeine in it.
But it makes me angry because it's green tea.
It's
got one of the highest, just don't highest like caffeine it. Contents of any tea you can drink.
Black tea's the way to go, man. I do not like green tea.
I tell you what, I've been drinking one a day. I'm starting to really like it.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just
do you ever get one at the Starbucks?
No.
Tried theirs? No. It's really good.
Okay. Well, I'll do you. I'll just do me.
I like mine because it's Asian. Feels more authentic. And it's unsweetened. Well, I don't even know what that says.
I drink at Starbucks.
I don't
green tea.
Even know what
it's
says.
Authentic it's to authentic. Me. It says, I'm American, damn it.
Like
Arizona.
I-T-O-E-N.
You're right.
Since crazy American bought our tea.
Exactly. Like overpriced green tea. The Americans will buy it.
We don't even drink this.
Dumbasses.
That's why we're sending it to you.
I told you.
God damn it. Have you ever asked the gal that runs the...
No. And this is a country that
her tea is probably so old.
This is a country that's got drinkable water. They still buy it in bottles.
That's right.
We can sell them anything.
Mm. Quick ways to reduce stress. Cuddle with a pet. After a rough day, snuggle up with a pet.
I don't have a choice.
What are you doing in my house? I just saw that you had a dog in the window.
I'm with Miles. Just go next door. Like, hey.
Who
Frank,
are you?
Carol, it's fine. I'm just here to hug the dog.
Who are you?
Squeeze a stress ball.
Oh. Ow! Which one?
Damn it, man.
Yeah.
Just slurp on some honey and leave me alone.
I feel better. Yeah. On days when you want to strangle a coworker, your roommate, or the driver in the next lane, just take a big old handful and squeeze on that stress ball instead. Mm. It's an easy, portable, and non-violent way to relieve tension. Especially if it's your coworker that's a problem, just squeeze that stress ball and you're all good to go.
I'm going to start just carrying a stress ball with me.
Yeah?
Sometimes we have to sit in a meeting or some crap that you don't feel like doing, just... squeeze it.
We got one of those little explodey guys that you can start, you know.
Or his eyes in here.
Exactly. So next time we have that meeting that's sitting there and you're just getting pissed, that you just sit there and squeeze it the entire time. We should start doing that.
I'm pissed if you have to have a meeting. Like, why can't you just tell us something? Why does it have to be, why do I physically have to get it from my desk, walk 15 feet to a conference room, when you could have just walked to the desk and tell me the exact same crap?
They say rub your feet over a golf ball. You can get an impromptu relaxing foot massage by rubbing your feet back and
or
forth
tennis
over
ball.
A golf ball.
Yeah, tennis ball works too.
But I'll leave you with this last and final quick way to reduce your stress. All you gotta do is just reach out and give yourself a hand massage.
I do.
When there's no professional masseuse in sight, try DIYing it with a good old-fashioned hand massage.
It's
for
true,
instant
man.
Instant relaxation.
I massage my palm with my penis.
That calms a pounding heart. Hands in general can carry a lot of tension. Apply some lotion and start kneading the base of the muscle under the thumb to relieve stress of the shoulders.
Also, Western
neck and scalp. Increase that
Western
dexterity.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, dexterity, yes.
A woman in... damn it, Steve. A woman in Russia had to be taken to the hospital after some extreme lovemaking, Miles.
How extreme was that lovemaking?
I'll tell you about it at 5:50.
Our headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the emergency response teams of Dordrecht, Netherlands. Now, multiple witnesses, they saw a man park his truck on the shoulder of a highway and then jump into a river or jump off of a bridge into the Hollands Deep River. Now, police, firefighters, paramedics, and a helicopter from the Royal Netherlands Sea Rescue Institution all arrived within minutes, but in spite of their quick response, the man was, in fact, safely on the shore, because it turns out, yes, he had jumped off of a bridge into a river, but he was not suicidal. He was hot, and he went for a quick swim to cool off. They ended up believing him, and he just received a ticket for parking on the shoulder of a highway and went on his way. So this was in the Netherlands. This guy's Hungarian, so maybe they just do it different in Hungary. He said it was hot. Said the river looked nice. Jumped the hell off the bridge into the water. Everybody, rightfully so, panicked. Apparently, the river, the current was a little stronger than he thought, so he swam to a ladder, flagged down a boat. The boat took him back to shore. He sunned himself.
Nice.
They show up, and he's like, what are you talking about? I'm hot. That was the whole thing.
What?
So they're like, okay, you got a ticket for parking on the shoulder. He's like, all right.
It's got to depend on the height of the bridge.
I got to think it's a pretty high bridge. Because they said, like,
that's what
calls came flying.
Also, you don't jump into a body of water if you don't know the depth of the river. That's the other thing.
The authorities explained that in an article. Like, okay, he learned a couple of lessons. Like, one, maybe walk into the river to know the river, the whole thing. Yeah. But don't jump off the damn bridge.
There might be a huge rock under there.
Yeah, well, either way.
Well, I think everybody in Europe knows, though. You can never trust a hot Hungarian.
Yes.
They do whatever they want.
They even have t-shirts to say it. Never trust a hot Hungarian.
Hot Hungarian paprika.
Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested online for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.